Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Talk to Me. This is Lena, your host, and it's Sunday, I think it's the second Sunday.
Yeah. The third Sunday, the 15th.
Oh, it's the third Sunday. Ooh,
yeah.
Thank you, Shab. It's the 15th, my bad. Anyway, we're here on a rainy Sunday in Seattle. What can we say, huh?
Liquid sunshine.
I want to thank you. And it's just me and Shabby tonight, my producer and switchboard operator. We don't have Vernice with us tonight because, of course, you know, she's in college and she's got homework. So
She's
working hard, doing her best, and I told her not to worry. She's got 100% of our support, and we're there with her in spirit, as I'm sure she is with us.
Oh, yeah.
So tonight there's three things that we're going to discuss. We're going to go over entertainment news, of course, the beginning of every show, and Shab will have news of the weird and also the NBA scores, so we'll talk about that where it is right now.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else? I think that's it. Yeah. So without further ado, and welcome listeners and people around the World Wide Web to Talk to Me. So the first thing up we're going to talk about is, as I said, entertainment news. Is going to be Whitney Houston.
Lord.
Oh, Lord, what we going to do about Whitney, y'all?
What's she doing now?
Whitney checked back into the rehab shop.
Oh, Lord.
Houston has a problem, and she realizes she needs help. Huh. There have been rumors for a while that Houston had been indulging in drugs and alcohol, but now it has been confirmed. Houston is trying to get herself ready for the movie Getting to Happy, which is a sequel to her box office hit Waiting to Exhale. Yeah, because, you know, Terry McMillan, she got all the original cast to come back. So, you know, Angela Bassett, Loretta Devine,
oh, okay.
and Lila Rishon, yeah. And Forest Whitaker, again, will be directing. So, you know, the concern right now is like, okay, Whitney, will you be ready to step in front of the cameras? You know,
mm-hmm.
Can she beat her addictions? The past year has been rough for her. Her daughter with Bobby Brown, Bobby Christina, has been a nightmare with wild parties, wild partying and drugs. Her ex, Bobby Brown, has remarried and has started a new family. Guess he moved on.
Oh, that's right.
Because he's got another, either the child is born or is close to being born.
Oh.
And remember when Whitney went overseas to tour? It was real rocky, girl.
I see. We were talking about that because she got booed over there.
So she kind of needs this movie right now to get her back on point. Anyway, her rehab is an outpatient basis, which I don't like for her. She need to be somewhere where she's gone for like 3 months.
Yes.
Or 30 days, whatever, but be gone. When she's in public, she has a sponsor who monitors her moves. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Money talks and BS walks.
Hello.
Okay? How much you getting paid to be a yes person? Well, no, don't do that. You know, you really shouldn't do that. No. Take your ass back to rehab, girlfriend.
Thank you.
You
know. So she can basically leave anytime she wants to.
See, that ain't real good to me. She need to be where she's, like I said, gone for 30 days. Whitney is too talented, too beautiful of a woman to let this control her. Remember we were talking about control?
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. She needs to put Whitney back in control, not the drugs, not the alcohol, but Whitney is in control of Whitney.
And she can't do it for herself, but let's do it for your daughter because she on the wrong path.
Yeah, amen to that. Such a sad commentary there.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Well, after 25 years, y'all, I know you heard it in the news all this week. It was Splitville for Arnold Schwarzenegger and his wife, Maria Shriver.
I heard about that.
I was shocked.
I think a lot of people were.
Mm-hmm. I was truly shocked. Well, you know, they got 4 children.
Okay.
And Maria done moved out, girl.
What?
She done moved out of the governor's mansion like, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did they say why they're breaking up or splitting up?
No. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say. Well, Schwarzenegger just left his post as the governor of California. He wants his wife back.
Oh.
Shriver has wanted out of the marriage for a while, but she had to deal with a number of personal crises, including the death of her parents. Shriver has complained to friends that she felt unappreciated in the marriage and that Schwarzenegger has been ignoring her for years. Ooh.
Oh.
She long dealt with rumored cheating and his out-of-control ego. The emotional toll with his erratic behavior became too much, and she opted to leave. You got that ego tripping, huh, Arnold?
Wow, I didn't know he was out there straying.
What you doing, Arnold?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on. You two make a good couple. Well, he did make a statement, Shabby, that, what did he say? Oh, that they still loved each other, and they were just going to take it a day at a time.
Oh, okay.
But he's just going to really have to prove himself. But I'm surprised. I didn't read that in the news about that, he had left his post as governor of California. He must have took like a leave of absence.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talking about he wants his wife back. That's what you're supposed to do. By any means necessary, if you love that woman totally and unconditionally, nothing is more important than her.
Thank you.
The kids now.
Yeah,
I'll say, you know, with your kids. But other than them kids, job or anything else, you want your wife, you want that person to stand by, you're going to be there. Especially
yeah.
if she's worth fighting for. And the same works for a man.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Go both ways. Exactly.
Worth fighting for him, yep.
That is sad to hear, though.
Yeah. I hope things work out for him and it gets better.
Yeah.
Also, a little sidebar. I want to make an announcement. On one of our other sports shows earlier this year, we had Coach Jordan on. If any of the listening audience remember, it was a really good show. Anyway, his father passed yesterday, and so I'm just telling the sports guys out there and the men, women as well, but keep Coach Jordan in your prayers right now as he goes through this about his dad's passing.
Amen.
Yep. Okay, and what's going on with Jermaine Dupri? Is he really broke? And why won't he pay child support? The award-winning producer has been making headlines with his financial problems.
Ooh.
One of his homes almost went into foreclosure, and he has been DJing to make ends meet. Get out of here.
Wish he was still with Janet now.
What happened to his money is the one of the reasons why Janet Jackson is no longer with him.
Oh. Say what?
Really?
Now the truth comes out. But you know what? There was a statement. Do you remember this? When not from Janet, but a journalist, and said, well, Janet doesn't have to, not only is he taller, of course, than Jermaine Dupri, but Janet doesn't have to worry about paying for anything. Because, you know, her new beau is a billionaire.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. This says she never has to worry about paying for anything. So with a statement like that, that tells you she must have been footing the bill sometime when they went out.
Maybe that's the reason why she kept it pushing.
Well, now sources say Dupri is acting broke to avoid paying child support for an eight-month-old baby, a daughter whose mother is a stripper from Atlanta.
8 months?
Mm-hmm. Eight-month-old baby.
Wow. He must have got her pregnant after he split up with Janet.
A daughter whose mother is a stripper from Atlanta. A judge ordered Dupri to pay the woman $8,000 up front, then do payments of $2,500 a month. Dupri may be holding his money. Rumor has it he loves spending Janet's money, on strippers and other extravagant pleasures. Janet is now with the man who spends his money on her. Janet's Arabian boyfriend, Wissam Mana, is quite wealthy.
Wow. She upgraded and he downgraded to a stripper. And she was smart. You see, she got herself knocked up real quick.
Didn't she? That's what they do if they think it's money there.
Mm-hmm. But apparently she ain't getting it, so he may put a judgment on him. Doesn't mean he's still going to pay.
That's true. That's true.
Shame.
I don't know. Well, the 2011 Billboard Music Awards are on Sunday, May 22nd. That's next Sunday. Of course, it comes on after my show, listening audience. Beyonce will be honored with the Millennium Award for her career achievements. Ain't Beyonce still in her 20s or is she 30 now?
I think she's in her 30s now.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Singer Lauryn Hill is currently on tour, and she has been hinting that she has a big secret. What's the secret, Lauryn? Are you expecting your sixth child, girlfriend?
Or new album. I mean, gosh, she's a talented young lady. She needs to put another album out, but it's been years since she has. She does that. She's odd. Talented, but odd.
Rapper actor T.I. is expected to be released from prison in late September. I'm going to tell everybody up front, don't take no drugs to him. Let him come out, have a dinner and some drinks, and leave it like that, okay?
Thank you.
Don't tempt him with anything. The boy didn't come too far. Hopefully now he's learned his lesson for sure.
Hopefully, because he's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even get 30 days out and you back in again.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. Well, it's been almost a year since the death of Gary Coleman, and he has yet to be buried, y'all. Legal issues between Coleman's ex-wife, Shannon, who you know we all thought did something, Price, and his parents are keeping him from being buried. The former child star died last year at the age of 42 after falling his home. I didn't know you could keep a body out that long. I don't think that's legally you can. Don't you have to be put somewhere? Maybe they're paying for him to be in cold storage.
Maybe, but that's just sick.
Yeah, it is. Well, look how long they kept James out. Didn't they keep James out 4 or 6 months after he died?
Yeah, that's true. Family fighting over him.
I'm telling you, entertainers and celebrities right now, make a will. Make a will. I don't care if you're 19 or you're 98. Make a will out so you don't have these embarrassing scenarios that come up after your death.
Mm-hmm.
It's embarrassing. To your legacy and your memory and to your family.
Yes, it is. Even if it's $5 in that savings account, do something.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jumping the Broom, the movie came out. Have you heard? I haven't heard anything about it.
I just heard it's good, but I haven't heard anybody, like, really brag about it. That's just something that you have to go see. I mean, it's just your typical, you know, love story with comedy. I mean, we all know they're going to get married at the end, but, you know, they got to show the rich family against the poor family. Isn't it a remake?
From what?
I don't know. They're all remakes these days.
Yeah, that's true. It's just a little bit of difference, that's all, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I... Go see Fast Five if you haven't.
Woohoo. Oh, that's good. Oh, well, go ahead and give us a quick comment. That's part of entertainment. Give us
a
quick commentary.
Movie went opening weekend. And, ladies, if you like a good fighting scene, sweating all, oh, The Rock and Vin Diesel will give you all that plus some. And for the fellas, there's hot ladies in there, fast cars. I mean, let's just keep it real. Don't go for a plot. If you've seen any of the Fast and Furious, you understand you do not go for the plot. You go for the action. And that's what it does. It gives you an action. And I think it supersedes all of it because there's scenes in there that just has you on the edge of your seat.
Ooh.
It's really good. But you do have to see 1 through 4 in order to understand 5 because that's what they did is collaborated 1 through 4 and then they brought you 5. So it's a good movie. You know, just go for the action. For the hot women, the fine hot men, and you'll be happy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds like a winner, girl.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let me tell you about Miss Star Jones.
Oh.
You know, she got fired off Celebrity, and NeNe walked off.
Why did NeNe walk off?
She got mad because she said Donald Trump disrespected her in front of everybody.
Oh, my gosh, she's nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I want to thank you, but, you know, I think she thinks she's up there with Oprah, and maybe not.
Why?
Oh, I saw today a thing where she called Star Jones a punk-ass blip.
Oh.
Yes. I was like, no, I'm not seeing this. This was before the show. Like they're waiting to go in and they got into it. Yeah. Oh, no, I'll tell you what. It was before the show. They were in, or after the show, excuse me, in a little nightclub.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Looked like very exclusive, and they were all in there. But anyway, yeah, they got into it again, and NeNe called her a punk-ass blip.
Wow.
I was like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Sure did. And she walked out the restaurant, and Star said she wasn't going to lower herself to uneducated people.
I guess. Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Well, anyway, during an interview with Wendy Williams, Jones started talking about her marriage to Al Reynolds.
Hmm.
She said the wedding was fabulous, but the marriage was a bust.
Uh-huh.
Well, according to reps for Reynolds, the signed agreement with Jones agreeing not to talk about their marriage, Star may have to pay her ex $50,000 for speaking out about their marriage.
What?
Mm-hmm. Neither one of them is supposed to say anything at all, period. Keep your mouth shut.
Yes, indeedy. I mean, what was she fired for?
I don't know. I miss that show. If any listeners out there and you saw The Apprentice last Sunday, please call in and give us an update why Star got fired because we missed it.
Yeah, because
I'd like to know what happened.
Because Star Jones is a hot mess, and so is that damn NeNe.
Mm-hmm. NeNe Leakes.
Oh, she irritates me. She just, for some reason, her head is so blown up that she's just top notch and all that. And it's like, no, you're not.
Well, now check this out. VH1 has got a new TV series coming up at the end of this month. It's called Single Ladies.
Uh-huh.
And it'll premiere on May 30th. Now, the show starts Stacey Dash, you know who that is.
Oh, yeah.
And Lisa Rae McCoy. Well, according to sources on the set, Dash and McCoy did not get along during filming. At one point, Dash was screaming and running around the set acting crazy. Dash and McCoy are both in their mid-40s.
And they're both beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So eagles, that's all that is.
Yep, and you're right, and they both do look fabulous. Anyway, so Queen Latifah is producing the show. Now, speaking of Latifah, word has it she is no longer with her fitness trainer girlfriend, Jeanette Jenkins.
What?
So in the recent photos, honey, Latifah had been spotted smoking and drinking. She knows she don't smoke no cigarettes.
She sure don't.
Might have a sippy poo, but she don't smoke no cigarettes.
Mm-mm.
Come on, Queen.
Come on, Queen. Yeah, I just don't say that.
Mm-hmm. Also on TV, May 30th, is the third season premiere of VH1's Basketball Wives. You know, that's the one with Shaq's wife.
You know, I never got into that show. I don't know why. I just didn't. Oh, but isn't that the one? Yeah, Basketball Wives. That's the one Superman's baby's mama's on there.
Mm.
Well, they were showing some previews of the upcoming season, of this new season,
mm-hmm.
and two of the women get into it ghetto style.
Oh,
that's all I'm going to say, because I don't even want to see the show, because it looked embarrassing just watching the ads for it. I was like, wow, what a way to portray black women.
But, I mean, just the simple fact that, and they're not all basketball wives. I'm like, why are you guys even naming it? Some girlfriends, some just baby mamas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I guess they need to have their own fame, too. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just for some of y'all who don't know, Dwight Howard is suing his baby mama on that show, and he won his lawsuit because he told her, keep your mouth shut about me. But instead, she wanted to run her mouth because she thought she was bad. Now he won his $500,000 lawsuit, which he transferred jurisdiction, from Florida to California so he can get at her assets. Does she have any? Who knows? Now, a lot of people may say, that's cold, Dwight. That's cold, Superman. You know, you have all this money. You don't need it. No, he doesn't need it. It's the principle, people.
There you go.
If he put a gag order for you to shut your mouth, then shut your mouth. If you still want to make a little fame off of who you were, which is nobody, then so be it. But the man just simply told you, don't bring him up. So why do that? You were still getting a little change from your reality show. Now you ain't going to have nothing.
Mm-mm. Hello.
Yes, you wanted to be on there because you was his baby mama. And that's it, baby mama.
Was that her standing on the corner the other day with a sign, baby mama Howard?
Probably
help
was.
Me.
And I'm glad. I'm glad he's doing it. You know, a lot of these women.
Well, more of them should.
Yeah.
Because it's ridiculous. They don't need to be talking. Whatever went on in that relationship as an AB situation, don't be putting your business public.
That's it. That is it.
Keep it in the family because you're embarrassing yourself.
Yeah, I'm not saying Dwight Howard's perfect. I'm not saying he's not out here talking, but at least he's being smart about it.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Right, they got some new additions to the show, too, so we'll see how it's going to be.
Huh.
Y'all be sure and get the Ebony Magazine music issue this month. On the cover is our girl Jill Scott, and she looked like she done lost some weight.
Hey.
Yeah, she looks good. Face is just as slender.
Well, her and Anthony Hamilton have a single out together.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe I'm blanking out on it. Yeah, she performed it. I just saw it on BET. She just looked gorgeous. She looked fabulous.
Yeah. I've always thought that she was the most beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Tony Newman is ready to tell all. And you ask, who is Tony Newman?
Who is
Newman is a transgender prostitute who has written a tell-all book about his exploits with celebrities. The book mentions LL Cool J and Eddie Murphy. Reps for LL Cool J
say, liar!
Some of the stories about him are not true.
Thank you. Liar! I will not hear this lie.
Yeah, so we'll... We'll see, but...
So kind of like Superhead. Remember when Superhead came out with her look and tell all everybody she was with? It made her look bad. However, I enjoyed the book because it was some good gossip.
That's about all it is.
Yes.
Because, you know, you got to take gossip with a grain of salt. Okay, now, the Real Housewives of Atlanta, back to NeNe. She walked off the set, which I said, mentioned earlier, of the Celebrity Apprentice, saying she abruptly left the show because Donald Trump disrespected her behind and in front of the camera. She says she left for her own sanity. Yeah, let that be the reason, and that's what helps you sleep at night, NeNe.
Whatever.
The new season of Real Housewives of Atlanta kicks off later this year. And that is all I have for this week's entertainment news. What you got going on over there down the hall, around the corner, Chabonet?
Well, real quick, just to let folks know about Tiger Woods, he was, if anybody, you know, watched the last game, he walked out of the game. He apparently was the Players' Championship, and he had only hit about 9 holes, and apparently he injured his knee.
Yeah, it wasn't quite healed, I don't think.
Yeah, from the Masters, and just claimed he was having a hard time walking. So everything started getting tight, and he walked off. But some people are wondering, is it a far cry from his career is over?
No.
Oh,
hell to the no.
Who
he's still got a good another 5 years in him. I'd say 5 to 7 years where he talk about retiring or opening the Tiger Woods School of Golf.
Well, I hope so, because, oh, I hate to see that happen. Now, news of the weird. What's going on in the world? And these stories are true, people. That's what makes them so funny, because real people do these things. In April, two police constables in North London, England, threatened Lewis Willows with an arrest for criminal damage, and forced her to clean her artwork from a sidewalk on the city streets. Willows had cleared off 25 deposits of droppings that dog walkers had failed to remove, and in their place, drawn pink cupcakes in chalk with the nearby message, "Dog owners, please clean up your dog's mess. Children walk here." So, but it's like, you wouldn't make the people pick up their dog poop, but you're making her clean up her pretty pictures of "Don't let your dog leave their poop here." Go figure.
Ooh.
Nursery school teacher Elizabeth Davis, 48, was fired in February from Hawthorne Primary School in Swansea, Wales, after accusations that she had sprayed pine-scented room fresheners on kids who passed gas, and on a, let me see if I'm pronouncing this correctly, Bangladesh who had come to class reeking of curry and onions. Off the ladder, she reportedly said, "There is a waft coming in from paradise." I have no idea what that means. So basically, kids, if you pass gas or Indian, she is going to spray you with pine-scented room freshener.
Oh, my God.
How rude. Jonathan Avery, 31, was arrested in Benson, North Carolina, in February for hitting his son, who was 6 years old, on the head with a spoon, drawing blood with a cut that became infected. Hospital personnel treating the kid called police, as Avery had apparently attempted to stitch up the wound with a fishing line.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah, go rednecks. Not ready for prime time, Harold Lucan, 45, was arrested on April 8th in New York City near Bank of America after his attempt to rob it failed badly. According to police, Lucan walked in at 1:50 p.m. and announced that he had a gun and intended to rob the place, but then merely got in line and said he would wait for a teller. When he finally got to the window with police apparently on their way, Lucan reinstated his intention and, as if narrating, announced the handing over of the robbery note. When the teller refused to respond, Lucan asked to check the balance in his own account, but the teller again declined, provoking Lucan to walk away and shout, "Okay, I will go to Citibank and rob them instead." He was arrested a few minutes later.
How stupid can you be? How stupid. They should have whooped his butt all the way back to the jailhouse, okay? Don't even talk to him. Just whoop him.
Yeah. I was like, go, Lucan. Tulsa, Oklahoma physician, writing in a 1992 issue of the Irish Journal of Psychology Medicine, reported on a 32-year-old woman whose neighbors had just had a large satellite dish installed in their yard. The woman became convinced that she was being wooed by Donald Duck and that the dish had been placed there to facilitate his communicating with her. She spent lots of time hovering around the dish.
Oh, my God.
And eventually undressed and climbed onto it, where she said later that she had consummated her marriage to Mr. Duck. And that, people, is the news of the weird.
Oh, my Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What if they opened the door to crazy this week?
Yes, they did. I love it. Yeah, right on. So, yeah, that's what's going on around the world. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for these stories, because they are hilarious.
Yes, they are.
And to my peoples, please don't pull it, because I will report you as well and laugh.
Yes, we will.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we will.
Now, with that, I say we move on into sports.
Okay.
And before we get to reading the scores, let's talk a little bit about the Lakers.
The Fakers? Okay.
Or the Lamers. However anybody wants to
Wavers.
Look at that. We all know, not this Sunday, last Sunday, Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day to everybody as well. We saw the Lakers get swept 122-86.
Mm-hmm.
Mavericks whooped them. Beat them 4 times. 2 in the Maverick City, Dallas, and 2 in L.A.
Hmm.
After the loss, you know Phil Jackson is retiring now.
Well, he ought to anyway. It's time.
He should. He should. And let's talk about a couple of those players. Lamar Odom. Andrew, what's his name? Bam. Whatever his last name is. I mean, how despicable could you guys be? You know, we have to be realistic. There's always going to be someone better.
Oh,
someone
for sure.
Smarter, faster,
yeah,
you know?
That's life.
It is. And, I mean, I guess it wouldn't be so bad if the Lakers had won maybe 1 or 2 games, but y'all were swept.
Yep.
And you still had poor sportsmanship. I mean, I'm not a fan of Kobe. Ugh. But I give the man credit. He even admitted their behavior was wrong. And at least he was a gentleman in the way he, you know, lost the game.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a call coming in?
No, we do. Oh. Not into the radio show.
Oh, okay. Not to interrupt you real quick. The phone number is 646-727-2914.
Yes.
Area code 646-727-2914. Okay, going back to the Lakers. Go ahead.
Yes, back to the Fakers, whatever makes you smile. And then on top of that, yes, Phil Jackson was also fined the game before last for also saying some ugly words to a referee. And I was educated by a few of my coworkers that regardless of your opinion of the referees, you are not supposed to holler at the referees because then I believe it's disrespectful, but it's something else more technical they called it, and you can be fined. So what Phil Jackson had said to the referee wasn't as blatant as
Kobe's.
Was it Kobe or LeBron? No, LeBron had said faggot.
No, it was Kobe that did that.
Oh, that was Kobe?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, I thought it was LeBron.
Mm-mm.
Had made that comment, you know, they were fined. Well, of course, the gays are upset, which they should be. But it's any time, I guess, they speak against the referees in press conferences. That's it. Not so much in their face, but in press conferences, they can be fined. They will be fined. Not can be. They will be fined. So I didn't catch what Phil Jackson said to the referee, but he was fined $30,000 or $35,000.
$35,000
was his fine, yep. So I said, oh, well, and to Lamar and Andrew. And, Andrew, there was no reason for you to take your shirt off. Keep your shirt on. You know, it was sad to watch them just go out like that.
It was. I thought they were better than that, but evidently not.
Mm-mm.
You know, I'm looking for a little class. Of course you're going to be upset because, you know, you wanted to win or have some semblance of dignity. But
yes,
you got swept. I mean, shoot, I use that straw to make earrings.
Hello.
But, yeah, I expect a little bit better than that.
I mean, they were taking cheap shots, you know. They were, oh, gosh, what's that young Beret, the little white dude on the Mavericks? You know, I think it was it Banyam? Yeah, he elbowed Beret just in the air. For no reason whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just was mad, and he's the one that took his shirt off, and then Odom was, you know, bum-rushing. I can never say his name. Now, Witzkizy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's just take a loss with some dignity, some pride.
Yeah,
punks.
Just admit the other team. You know what? I gave that to Miami when they beat the Celtics?
Yeah.
Yeah. And LeBron came out and he really complimented. He said those guys played hard. He said that they're good players. He said they really challenged them to, you know, come forth with their best, or as we say, their A game. But he complimented them, and so did one of the other Miami team members. And I said, no, that's how you're supposed to go out.
Exactly.
And the Celtics were even cool.
Yeah.
You know, who doesn't want to be a champion? But somebody is, like you say, going to be better than you. But, you know, have some pride and some dignity and good sportsman. Manner about
exactly.
It. Exactly. Good sportsmanship.
So. Anyhow, now for the updates, if folks do not know, in the 7th game, Thunder beat the Grizzlies 105-90. So now OKC Thunder, a.k.a. Sonics, will be playing Dallas in Dallas this Tuesday at 6 p.m. our time on ESPN.
All right.
Yes, and who I think, let's see. Wait, no, there was one more. Yeah, they played Tuesday. Oh, and then Miami and Chicago are playing now.
Well, wait a minute. The Mavericks are playing Oklahoma, too. Remember, the Mavericks won in the West because they beat LA.
I know,
LA.
That's Dallas. Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, okay, yeah. So they're playing Oklahoma because Oklahoma beat Memphis.
Uh-huh, they're playing on ESPN this Tuesday.
I'm sorry. Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's okay. And then the Bulls are leading the Heat by 1 point, third quarter, 9 minutes and 15 seconds.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
It's getting good. Well, who do you think is going to make it to the championship? You got any picks offhand?
You know, I would like to see LeBron finally get a ring. So it would be nice to see the Heat go all the way. You know, I was pulling for the Celtics. I always love the Celtics. Even though I'm not a real NBA fan, I'll be the first one to admit that, but I always support the Celtics. But I'm pulling for the Heat. I hope the Heat goes all the way.
Well, I'm going to tell you now, the Heat are playing Chicago. You know, Chicago Bulls beat them three times out during the season. Beat Miami.
Well, this is game one.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to have to really come forward with their A and B game because they've already been beat by Chicago three times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, and they got a good
team.
Record.
Yeah.
Let's see, what is it, 36? They've won 36 home games, lost five.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you, my pick for the championship, it may be a stretch, but I'm going to go with Oklahoma.
Okay.
I think Oklahoma Thunder might win the championship, go all the way.
Oh, the Sonics, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I love to see that. Wow. Well, you know, you never know. They might come through.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It could be, it just might be odd because I was thinking, God, even the Kentucky Derby was odd. That horse that won, nobody thought that horse would win. So, you know, just strange things have been happening and occurring, so who knows?
Yeah, I mean, you never know these days.
Mm-hmm.
See how it goes. So, I mean, I wish them all luck.
Yeah, I do too. I wish the best of them. So, okay, anything else going on in the sports?
Not that I know of. I mean, what? I'm not really a Major League Baseball person. I'd say that what the Reds beat the Cardinals in the final.
Okay.
Nationals beat the Marlins 8-4. Braves beat Phillies 3-2. Orioles beat the Rays 9-3. Mets beat the Astros 7-4, and Blue Jays beat the Twins 11-3. Oh, and the Brewers beat the Pirates 9-6, and the Rangers beat the Angels 5-4.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, indeed. Oh, White Sox beat the Athletics. See, I don't even know all these teams. 4-3. Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers 4-1, and Padres beat the Rockies 8-2.
Okay. Yeah, we need to give the baseball scores too, because I'm sure there's baseball fans out there.
Yeah.
And the golf, you know, like you said, let us know about Tiger. So it's all good, girl.
Oh, yeah. Because, man, come on, Tiger. You got to get it together, bro.
That's right. Us women are watching, and we can keep up.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Oh, and real quick for you hockey fans, the Sharks are beating the Canucks. Oh, Wasanti, Artie, mad love to you guys. 2-1, second quarter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, San Jose Sharks versus Vancouver Canucks.
Canucks. Now, yeah, that's the right on.
Now, this is the Western Conference Finals, game one, so it's 0-0 right now.
I wonder if it's the best 2 out of 3 or
I'm
something,
not
or
sure.
3 out of 5.
I'm not sure how theirs goes. So.
I don't either in hockey. That's something that's always interests me. One of these days I'm going to a hockey game just to experience that. I mean, I know it's a very violent sport. But it's just interesting. I just want to see a game one time, see what is hockey about.
I know. Why not? Just to see. I know Daryl and Rhonda went to one, and, boy, they liked it.
Yeah.
They really did. They enjoyed it. I was like, I guess my morals are going, I just want to see the fight. That's why I'm trying to go.
Okay.
Check it out. Got to keep it real.
Okay.
Hey. Yeah, so I think that's pretty much. Oh, yeah, we got you soccer people. Yeah.
Oh, what's happening in soccer? Hurry up.
Yeah, I have no idea how to read this stuff. I guess the final in the Major League Soccer, New York Red Bulls lost to Chavez USA 2-3. That's all I can tell you.
That's the only score you got for soccer?
They got a whole bunch, but I don't know these people. Yeah, they got different leagues. Barclays Premier League, English League 1, English League 2, Scottish Premier League, Spanish Premier Division. Yeah.
No, we just care about what's happening with the United States.
Yeah, that's all I can give you. Oh, well, yeah, no, that's the Brits. No, mm-mm.
No, okay.
Yeah, we're Major League. That's all we do.
Okay, we're going to give that phone number out again. That's area code 646-727-2914. And also, you know, the chat line is open. If you don't want to call in and you just want to chat on the line, that's good too. We are going to now talk about racism in America in 2011.
Yeah.
It's 2011 and America has a black president, but is not an indication of progress in the realm of race relations. Quite the contrary. Having a black man in the Oval Office has brought on the vile disease of racism like never before. That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
And it informs us that the white supremacist tendencies of America's history are still as divisive and destructive as ever. It is a normal human trait to gravitate toward those who share similarities of race, dress, and political persuasion. But the hatred of and superiority over the other, quotes unquote, is counterproductive and will be the ruination of America if it continues unabated. The racism in America is not limited to hatred of African Americans and the past year's negative rhetoric against immigrants, the poor, and the Muslims has been a display of white supremacy that has permeated the general population and many of our politics. The Arizona's paper please law S.B.1070 gives law enforcement officials the right and duty to arrest and detain suspected illegal immigrants based solely on the color of their skin. It doesn't matter that Arizona is home to a large Hispanic community. The implication is that people who are brown-skinned cannot be legal Americans and do not belong in this country. Indeed, in California and many parts of America, illegal immigrant is synonymous with Mexican, and in white supremacist mindset, unworthy of inclusion in America. The racists believe that people of color are illegitimate is never more obvious than the attacks on President Obama. Fox News pundits like Glenn Beck, and boy, I could name a few more. God, I can't think. Who's that guy? O'Reilly?
Bill O'Reilly, yes.
Sean Hannity? Yep, Sean Hannity and, Michael Savage on the radio. It's another guy on the radio. Michael Medved on the radio. But anyway, yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. What? Who label Obama as a Nazi, socialist, communist, and racist is nothing more than an attack on his race. Nothing in the president's politics remotely resembles Nazism or socialism, but in an effort to brand him as an illegitimate. Beck and company and others have used those labels as a substitute for African or black. The birther movement. Have you heard about that? The birther people,
yes.
The one they're trying to say is he a legitimate, you know, was he really born in America, President Obama? The birther movement is not so much a question of Obama's birthplace, but to brand him as an African-born man who is usurping a white man's place in the Oval Office.
Wow.
During the 2008 presidential campaign, there was no impetus to question John McCain's birthplace, even though, check this out, y'all, it's common knowledge that McCain was born in Panama because he is white.
Wow, we have a caller on the line.
Okay, go ahead.
Welcome to Talk to Me. Who is this?
My first name is John. I'm calling from Philadelphia, and I'm calling because I'm a voter, and we have an election here in this part of the country next week, well, like this coming Tuesday, and I don't think the country is beyond race when it comes to national politics. Since Obama has come into office, there was an African-American who was a candidate for governor, and we had a governor's election in 2009.
Okay.
And the African-American candidate was a well-known candidate on the eastern side of the state. He had been in politics for a very long period of time. He was well-known in the eastern part of the state, and his father had also been in politics. So,
okay.
But when he went up for a statewide office against the white candidate, he did not get hardly any support from the Caucasians in the state, and he lost the election. Now, on the Republican side, you have Herman Cain and this other man named Alan West, but they are not considered to be serious candidates to challenge Obama in the upcoming election. I think based upon all of these things happening, the only places I see African Americans able to get into a political office year after year is when they're in a major urban setting where you have a large African-American population. Like I said, we had African-American candidate to try to run for a statewide office, and that person lost. And so
they were successful in their bid. Uh-huh.
Well, but the point I'm trying to make is that the person was a well-known person in the state, and at the time that Obama was elected, people made the assumption that the country had gotten beyond race.
Mm.
Yet you have had African-American candidates to come up for election after that time, and they have not been successful.
Been recognized.
And so that's why I'm saying that I don't think the country as a whole is beyond race. I think that Obama was able to get in because of the way he was able to run his campaign. But since that time, there have been no black senators, and currently the country only has one black governor.
That's right.
So I think
and
currently what you see in the city that I'm in, the Asian population is growing. And now, in this upcoming election on Tuesday, they are going to elect two Asian Americans to the city council. And the Asian population, in terms of them being able to form a voting bloc, has increased inside the city because of the fact that many of them have good jobs because they're able to send their children to college. And their children are able to get into the different jobs here in the city. Then also a lot of them own different types of businesses, so a lot of them have a very good income. So they're able to have large families now. So now you're seeing larger numbers of them in the city. The African American population has not grown. If anything, it is probably kind of declined because of different factors like the homicide rate and so forth. So
geography has a presence as far as your elections of certain minorities. You know what I'm saying? Like certain districts, you'll get more constituents than you would, like you said, for the Asians. So maybe in the black, they would need to bring in more Caucasians to get those votes for the black nominees?
Well, in terms of the geography of the city, more of the Asians have moved into the city. You have a greater Hispanic population. People, came from Mexico that have moved into the city, and they are able to operate a business and so forth. And the black population has not grown in numbers. If anything, the crime rate or the homicide rate and the rates of abortion have caused the black population to kind of diminish somewhat. But in the urban city that I'm in, the black and the white population were almost equal. But now you have this incoming population of immigrants, which is increasing in numbers, and, you know, they are impinging on the vote, and they are starting to place members of their community inside the city council, and eventually, over a period of time, they will be able to elect their own mayor.
Yeah.
And I think at that point, you will see the power of the vote in the black community even go down even more.
Well, could it be, depending on what state and what communities, because like you say, where there's maybe a larger, like Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Jose, or Dallas or Houston, where there's a larger population of blacks, as well as Latinos, too. Do you think that more minority, a minority would have a better chance of being elected in those areas than, per se, like where you're living at right now?
Well, I'm on the East Coast. And so you're talking about the West Coast. As I understand it, the West Coast even has more of a greater population of Asian and Hispanic. But what I'm saying is, here in Philadelphia, like I'm currently in Philadelphia, and here in Philadelphia, the Asian and Hispanic population is increasing to the point where now they are able to place, the Asians are able to place two of their people on the city council, and that has never happened before. And the Hispanics now have one individual on city council. But if you look at the area such as New York, you know, they have a very diverse population. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they have a Hispanic mayor like sometime soon. And as far as the cities on the East Coast that are heavily black, you talk about like a Baltimore and a D.C. And so, you know, but from what I understand, D.C. is changing in terms of its population. You have more of a Asian and a Caucasian population inside D.C. than ever before. So all of these East Coast cities that were strongholds for black politicians, you know, they're starting to lose ground.
And why do you think that is? I understand in your area, but what do you think it is nationally that we're not putting? Because at one point,
Well, I would just say nationally, I think that the Hispanic population is currently at 50 million and is growing. And the black population is at 12%, and it's something like the 29 million, and it's not growing. So I think that unless blacks change their agenda, they are going to lose power in terms of politics in the future. I think you'll see less black congressmen in the future because of the fact that these other groups are growing in numbers. And now they're at a point now where, I just saw on the paper here the other day, they believe that the Asians have a voting block now because of the numbers of them inside the city. If they decided to vote en masse, they could swing an election. So, you know, this is like a new dynamic. The country's becoming more diverse. You have
immigrant
groups in the country. But the black population has not increased. If anything, is decreased because of the high homicide rate and because of the abortion rate and also because of the rate of incarceration. So, you know, now we're starting to see how all of this is affecting black people as far as the vote is concerned.
Yeah, that sounds like
need to get out there and start getting people involved so that we can put some candidates up there for different mayors or governor or even as Obama run for president, but, you know.
Well, now my question is it due to some racial groups having more children, or is it immigrants coming over to America and becoming naturalized or becoming citizens and then having the right to vote? I mean, how are their populations growing at such a rapid speed?
Well, just in my observation, the Asian population is much more stable from a family dynamic perspective.
And they have
different economic classes among them. You have some that are doctors and lawyers, then you have some that are just able to run a corner store. But they have been able to develop banking within their community. They have their own banks. They have their own doctor's offices. They have their own accountants. They have their own travel agents. They have their own type of community inside the city. They own up to like 6 or 7 like blocks of just their businesses, and they have just their businesses, and all of this is inside the city. They have a section of the city which used to be an open market, which used to be controlled by people that happen to be Italians. Now that's been taken over by Hispanics and Asians. So they are moving in the city economically at a greater pace than the black population. And because their family dynamic is more, is stronger, you know, they're starting to make these inroads into politics at a rapid pace. And I would say in the next generation, I think it'll be more of them in national politics than it will be of us.
Well, we're definitely going to keep our eye open, and I really appreciate. Could you tell me your name again? I'm so sorry.
Oh, my first name is John. John.
Yeah, John. I really appreciate your call. You have not only given us food for thought, but wisdom about upcoming changes in the election. So I really appreciate you calling. And please do call in again.
Okay.
I'm about 2 minutes and I want to close it up and do some announcements. But yeah, I'll keep my eye on about back there. Yeah. And noticing, because you really gave us food for thought. I thank you for that. You gave us a little educational tip there. It's always good.
Okay,
thanks. Yeah, always good. Thank you again, John. Next Sunday, we will be discussing relationships. I think it's going to be open topic Sunday, so about relationships. Not anything in particular, just whatever call in we'll talk about.
So don't be calling in here whining and bitching. My man ain't no good. My woman's a bitch. We don't want to hear none of that.
Mm-mm. We don't want to hear about your boyfriend's baby mama either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear all.
Or your baby daddy tripping. You got to pull a switchblade on him. I feel you. No need for that. Just love and happiness.
There you go. Thank you, Al.
Love and happiness.
Mm-hmm. And as usual, we're on every Sunday from 6 to 7 PST time. So be sure and give us a call next Sunday. All you ladies out there and gentlemen, like I said, we're going to talk about relationships, open topic. I thank my co-host and producer and switchboard operator, Chabonet, tonight.
And have a good night.
Y'all take care and be safe out there. And do remember what John said. Watch the population status change and how these elections are coming about and what's really benefiting your community and your area. All right. Thanks again. Love y'all. Peace.